This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome to Heart and Soul on QF Radio with me, Lauren Booth, your space to reflect. Today we will be exploring the names of God Almighty, how he introduces himself to mankind and his elements and his attributes. Joining me to explore this is Sheikh Sajid Umar. Sheikh Sajid has a bachelor's degree in Sharia and master's degree in judiciary, and he's now pursuing his PhD. He is internationally known for his interaction with communities and his excellent youth work. And we welcome you today, Sheikh Sajid. Welcome. Salaamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bless you, Sister Lauren, and very honoured to be here with you.
So let's address getting to know God. Let's talk about how do we know the divine and how did God introduce himself to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him? What names and what attributes can we get to know God by?
Oh, that's an excellent question. It's a topic which I love, really, the names and attributes of God Almighty, because, you know, I always say to my audiences that, you know, whenever we learn something new about a fellow human being, that's a good thing and a nice thing, we start loving them more. Mm. It's just natural. It's a natural thing for human beings. You know, when you get married, you know, you start learning new things about your spouse, and the more good things you learn about them, that, oh, look, they're charitable. Oh, look, they're so kind, they're so forgiving. It causes you to love them more. That's what happens. So the more we learn about God Almighty, the more we love him. And the more we love him, the more inspired we'll be to worship him. And we always love to do things for the people we love. So if we love God Almighty, if we love him more, then we'll be even more inspired to do things for God Almighty. So God Almighty, he has taught us about him in many ways. He's taught us about him from the angle of our natural disposition, right? This natural disposition that we've been created upon. It's an innate matter that exists within every human being. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, taught us that every child of Adam has been created upon this natural disposition, upon this disposition of belief in a God, and that this God is the only one worthy of worship. Because, you know, something cannot come from nothing. And if you exist, then you're something. And if you're something, then you came from somewhere. It can't be that you came from nothing, because it's just not logical. And it's not true to, you know, your innate nature. It's only when this innate nature becomes corrupt by Satan, then, you know, when we fail to take Satan as an enemy and we allow him into our space and into our thoughts and into our beliefs, and then he messes up things, then we come off pure nature of the natural disposition, and then we start having different beliefs. But from the outset, God Almighty has given everyone this natural disposition, and this natural disposition teaches them about God Almighty. So that's number one. Mm-hmm. We learn about God Almighty from this natural disposition that God Almighty has created us upon. Number two, we learn about God Almighty by looking at the creation of God Almighty around us, by looking at the clouds, by looking at the skies. Look at the skies. You know, it's up there without any cracks, without any clefts. And then you have the clouds and how they move around and how they carry rain. Look at the trees, how amazing they are. They grow, they give out oxygen, you know, and we need oxygen. We coexist with these trees. You look at the mountains and the purpose and function of the mountains. You look at water. You look at the different creations of God Almighty, the different birds, the different insects, you know, creations that we don't even know exist. And we're learning about them every day and how they've been shaped and formed and the colors that they have. That, you know, who has the audacity to give a parrot the colors that it has? You know, amazing colors we put together. And, you know, it's so brave to put these colors together, and these colors together make it so beautiful. So we look at, and we look at ourselves. We look at us as a creation, our bodies, our hearts. But, you know, this heart, look how amazing it is. It beats without us having to remember it beating. I mean, so, imagine, Sister Lauren, if you and I had to remember our heart beating, what would happen? We'd forget, and then our heart would stop, and we'd be dead. And it'd be too late to even regret to say, oh boy, I forgot, because it's too late.
You know,
so the heart beats.
Yes, Sheikh. Yeah. So you're right. The beating heart is very important, that we can't tell ourselves to live another day. I can't say to you, I'm going to be breathing, and then I'm going to be doing this, and tomorrow I'll do this. We can't say that. And as a woman, I have to say, and the mothers out there will get this, and I'm sure fathers who have been close to childbirth as well, the formation of the baby, knowing that this being is growing independently of you, that we do not make its heart beat. We can say, I hope it has these eyes, or it'd be nice if it has a button nose, or we can have these little dreams, but we don't have any say over it. And it seems as well, Sheikh, if we look to the natural world, and the Quran tells us, and Allah tells us to do this time and time again, if you want to find God, just look at the system that He's created. And it is actually not a harsh system. It's not a dog-eat-dog world. It is benevolent. I'll give you a quick example. Endorphins. What are endorphins? Mm. Endorphins aren't actually created from time immemorial for us on the treadmill. Very few of us will ever reach the kind of exertion where they'll kick in. You know why they're here? They're here because when we can't do anymore, when we've exerted ourselves in the field, when we've given birth, when we are absolutely using our last reserves of energy, bingo! Suddenly this amazing feeling of joy enters, and we can do another half day, and we can pick up our baby that we've just given birth to and go back to away from the fields, and we can look after ourselves. And this is a benevolent creation and a benevolent creator.
Yes, so, thank you for that. We learn about God Almighty by looking at the things around us. I mean, you spoke about the heart. The heart has four chambers, the atrium, the ventricles, you've got bicuspid valves, and then you've got the aortas, you've got the arteries, and the arteries carry oxygenated blood to the rest of the body, and then you've got a system of veins that carry deoxygenated blood back to the body. It's such a perfect system, right? And even when we make an exception to the rule and we say except one artery and except one vein, which is the pulmonary artery and the pulmonary vein, because, you know, the pulmonary artery takes blood out of the heart to the lungs to receive the oxygen, and the pulmonary vein brings oxidated blood back to the heart. It's just a system. If something goes wrong, it's not that you find one human being working this way and another human being working that way. It's a complete system. So we look at all this, and this teaches us about God Almighty. Teaches us about God Almighty. So that's another way. Mm. The other way of learning about God Almighty is by looking at Revelation, right? Because Revelation complements the mind in the sense that it brings lessons that the mind cannot fathom, the mind cannot comprehend. And we look at Revelation and we see God Almighty describing Himself in so many ways. Verse after verse, God Almighty teaches us more and more about Him. More and more about Him. We learn about Him in terms of what He does. We learn about Him in terms of how He does it. We learn about Him in God Almighty actually describing Himself as something, or telling us that from His beautiful names is something. And understanding that, you know, God Almighty's names are not void of attributes, right? So God Almighty says He's the all-hearing. It's not void of the attribute of hearing. And all of this collectively, you know, looking at our natural disposition, looking at our environments, reflecting over Revelation, all of this collectively teaches us about God Almighty. And this entails us loving Him more, because we learn more amazing things about Him. And this entails, after that, servitude and obedience and worship.
Sheikh, it's definitely time to listen to some ayah of the Quran. Perhaps you can translate some of the pivotal ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where God Almighty introduces Himself to the Prophet and to mankind.
Yeah. So if we look right at the beginning of the Quran, the first chapter, the very first verse, God Almighty says, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds. Rabbul Alameen. Right? Alhamdulillah, Rabbul Alameen. Praise be to God Almighty, Lord of the world. So God Almighty introduces us to Him. That I am Allah, praise be to Him. And who is He? He's the Lord of the world. Right? And the Quran teaches us what the term Lord means. It refers to Him being the protector, the nourisher, the sustainer, the one who nurtures you to perfection. You know, the one upon whom you rely upon for your survival, for your protection. Mm. Right? And this is dear to every human being. this concept of surviving and being protected. So immediately God Almighty introduces to us in such an intimate way, in a way that resonates with us, you know, resonates with us in such a way that we just want to release ourselves to Him. Mm. That, okay, you know, I'm so desperate to survive. I'm so desperate to succeed. I'm so desperate to be protected. And here I have the King of Kings, who is the ultimate protector, that every protector relies on as well. So you surrender yourself to God Almighty. So God Almighty, right at the beginning, introduces Himself to everybody using this attribute of Him being the Lord. God Almighty also introduced Himself as the Lord to His messengers when Moses, peace and blessings be upon him, was first engaged by God Almighty. God Almighty said, I am your Lord. I am your Lord. And this was the same with the other prophets of God Almighty. And then God Almighty goes on in other places to teach us and teach His prophets about other aspects of God Almighty. Because obviously every prophet went on a journey after they listened to their Lord. Right? Mm. So this is what you do. When you know that success and all of success lies with my Lord, that He is all of my protector, then you're going to listen to what your Lord tells you. And you know, God Almighty commanded the prophets to go and teach their communities about God Almighty being the only one worthy of worship. And everyone who went to preach, they received opposition. So they went on a journey. And as they went on this journey, God Almighty strengthened them by teaching them more and more about God Almighty. That don't worry, God Almighty is the all aware of that which they do, right? So this is, Al-Alim. In the Arabic language, we say God Almighty is Al-Alim. He's the omniscient, right? And sometimes people plot against the prophets in a secret way. So God Almighty says that Allah is Al-Khabir. And Al-Khabir teaches us that God Almighty is the all-aware, but, you know, to such a subtle extent that He is all-aware of even the most conspicuous, most private matters.
And Sheikh,
right?
We are going to come right back with the all-awareness of Allah, and we're just going to take a very short break and come back to Sheikh Sajid Umar with these lovely gems of knowledge.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahir Rabbil Alamin. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahir Rabbil Alamin. In the morning when we wake, bismillah, bismillah. With every step we take, bismillah, bismillah. With every word we say, bismillah, bismillah. And every game we play, bismillah, bismillah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. With everything we do, bismillah, bismillah. With everything that's new, bismillah, bismillah. With every place we go, bismillah, bismillah. And every friend we know, bismillah, bismillah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil song we sing, bismillah, bismillah. On every mountain peace will ring, bismillah, bismillah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
You're listening to Heart and Soul on Qatar Foundation Radio with me, Lauren Booth. Sharing his gems of knowledge with us today is Sheikh Sajid Umar. Sheikh Sajid, we were exploring some of the beautiful names of Allah, but unfortunately we are out of time. And it's such a big topic. I wonder if perhaps in the last moments of this program, you could share with us some of the ways that somebody new to understanding who is God can access this information through his names.
Yeah, I mean, there are resources and articles online. But, you know, I would say start with yourself and go back to the message shared at the beginning of the show in terms of how we learn about God Almighty. That we learn about God Almighty through our natural disposition, connecting with our inner voice of guidance, connecting with ourselves, and then looking at our surroundings, you know. Don't just see a beautiful scenery, witness it. You know, don't just hear beautiful words, listen to it. Don't just learn beautiful things, understand it. That is the key learning point in terms of learning about God Almighty. That you witness God Almighty in everything that you see. That you listen about God Almighty in everything that you hear. That you understand God Almighty in everything that you learn. Right. So, you know, before you start looking for articles that other people have written, you know, start with yourself. Give yourself a chance. You have the ability. You have the ability to learn more about God Almighty. Just follow the processes that I shared. And last but not least, pick up a copy of the Quran and give it a read with an open mind, and you'll see God Almighty introducing himself to you in so many amazingly different ways.
Jazakallah khair. Thank you, Sheikh, for those wonderful gems again. May peace and understanding descend upon you and keep us all radiant in its light. Until tomorrow, Assalamu alaikum. The producer for this series is Ihab Al-Sheikh.